So, do you have a to-do list? My producer showed me hers on her phone and it was hysterical. It said, take top hat back and get a bigger size. I can't remember what else. That was the thing that sprung to my memory. When I was talking to Robert Elms earlier, he said, no, he doesn't. But his wife will wake up in the night and then lean over and write something down on a list that she's forgotten, but she knows she has to do the next day. Well, a very enterprising artist called Alice Instone has actually created an exhibition based on this. It's called The Pram in the Hall, and we'll talk about where you can get to see it. But first of all, let's welcome Alice Instone into the studio. Welcome.
Hello.
You look like an artist. Everything you're wearing is really unique and individual. And you're wearing a beehive, which I love.
A bit messy.
It's fantastic. Very Murray Wilson, actually. First of all, and I love The Pram in the Hall, because for me, it reeks of the L-shaped room, which you won't even know, but it was a wonderful book, and based on people living in accommodation all around London with prams in halls. It was very much a thing of the 50s. So why is the exhibition called that?
Well, there's a Cyril Connolly quote that says the pram in the hall is the enemy of art. And about 3 years ago, I moved to the countryside with my two young children, and I found it so hard to make art. And
why? Is that because you need urbania around you? Or?
Well, no, I think I was just overwhelmed by all these little tasks that I had to do all the time. They just ate up all my energy. And so it would be things for my children, school uniform, name tapes, vaccinations, food
Quite
shopping.
Quite important things.
Yeah, and taking the pets to the vet and getting the tap fixed and these countless small domestic tasks.
Yes.
And I was always writing to-do lists, and like your friend, in the middle of the night. And I started talking to other women, and they all said that they were writing to-do lists, and they told me how they had different ones for aspects of their lives, and they were colour-coded, and they would write down things they'd done just so they could cross them off. And I started to think, gosh, this is something quite interesting.
You see, I'm sitting here with my mouth open because when you came in, I said, I don't do this. And Alice said, that is really unusual. And do you know why I think I don't, listening to you? It's because I live alone. So the world revolves around me. I mean, the only thing I have to do is feed the dog. But I think that's it. I'm not having to multitask at all. I live in a place the size of this studio. And so I don't have to think of the roof, the boiler, or anything else.
It's definitely got something to do with multitasking.
Yes.
And so I started collecting well-known women's to-do lists, and it's so extreme, the range of tasks on their list. So Shami Chakrabarty had reread the counter-terror bill,
oh,
and buy cotton wool, Christmas cards, birthday present for her father, Christmas tree, all on the same to-do list. And Emma Freud had Secret Santa presents and school teacher-parent meetings, and then ring Jason Donovan and write to Melinda Gates.
Isn't it? So you've got the banal,
yes,
with really inspirational tasks,
yes,
that the rest of us can only dream about.
This extraordinary juggling that women are doing everywhere, and it doesn't matter who you are, you're juggling all these different aspects of your life.
Well, Anna, who's working on, Swedish Anna, who's working on our show, is bringing in her to-do list when she was going to France. Oh, wow! And she's taken this out of what is like a mini file of facts. It was to a festival. You were off to a festival. Right, so this is her list. Rain clothes, bikinis, cross through, warm. So the cross throughs are what you achieved. Yes. Okay, there's loads she didn't then. Bikini, these are her priorities. This is to go to a festival in France.
It's bikini
rain clothes
number one.
And bikini, but she didn't take the rain clothes, she took the bikini. always practical. Warm clothes, she achieved that. Doc Martens, got those. Towels, she didn't take. Camera, she didn't take. Leotard? Is that a leotard? Bling? God, bling, a razor, she did all these. Vitamins, she forgot. Toothbrush, she forgot. Good God, I'm glad I wasn't sharing a tent with you. Earplugs, she took. Holster bag. Shades, she did these. Blow dryer, I love this. A hair blow dryer, which she didn't take. Do my nails, which she didn't manage to do. And give Ben a key. Is that your boyfriend? No, it's not.
What's interesting about that list is it shows what time of life she's at.
Oh my God, doesn't and, it? Yes.
So if you're a mother, it's all stuff for your children. One of the people in the list, in the exhibition is getting married, so it's all about her wedding. Then there are retired people, and they might be about their pets and seeing their friends. And they've got this amazing way of revealing the passing of time. So the way our lists change through our life. And if you look back on a list from the past, it will take you straight back to that moment when you... So if she keeps that list and she looks back 10 years...
Anna, you must have this back.
She will remember her youth. When she was all about bling and manicures and bikinis.
And it's just put bling. I love that. It's just literally, that is you know, any bling will do. But take, bling and bikinis and forget the wet weather gear. Where do people keep the lists now?
Well, one of the interesting things is that people are still writing them down. And we're not writing so much these days. Some people do them on their phones, but it's one of the last places that we're writing.
Yes.
And there's something so beautiful. People were sending them through the post to me, and there's something so beautiful about those little pieces of paper with the very unselfconscious handwriting, because you've only written it for yourself. You don't think that anybody else is ever going to write it. And as an artist, it's mark making.
I'm sure it is. And what interests me about Anna's as well is there isn't any shorthand here. So often, you know, we'll write something in our own code, even unknowingly, that you know that it's your code. But everything here is actually, there's no shorthand to herself.
Mm.
So that's impressive. So it makes nosy people like you and I, actually, we can understand every word.
Yeah.
The stuff you were sent, was there any of it indecipherable?
Only because the handwriting was quite scruffy. But of course, I was so nosy that I spent ages working out what
trying to work out.
Said.
And we were saying, you know, why do men write fewer to-do notes? Do you think? Is it because of the woman behind the man? You know,
there is a scary statistic that says that even women that work are still doing 80% of the housework, and that's just housework. So I don't know about childcare. Certainly, all those things like school uniform and all those little chores, domestic chores, and there are a lot of things we do as women that men don't do. So things like buying birthday presents and birthday cards and organising supper parties.
Yes.
Often it falls to the woman, and you don't tend to get men organising birthday lunches for their friends.
It is interesting, because there are a couple of male presenters on this radio station who boast the fact they don't have a mobile phone, and I always say, yes, but you have wives. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that essential call offering you a gig or something, the wife will be dealing with it, won't they, usually?
Yeah.
This is sent through from Mary, who says, this is my mother's list, and it has made me raw. So... this is on a bit of, what is it, lined paper where you've pulled the holes out, so you've ripped it out.
Foolscap.
Foolscap, thank you. And it is also written in black felt-tip pen. And some of it has exclamation marks next to it. So it's got plastic bag, ... tinfoil, food Ziploc bags, coffee, capital letters, Valium, 3 exclamation marks.
Coffee and Valium.
Yes. I mean, isn't that an insight into her? It's very interesting. You know how they get people to analyse writing? Because both the last items are written in bold with exclamation marks, even to herself.
Well, I began, after I'd seen enough of these lists, I began to think that they were almost miniature portraits of people. And usually that's what I'm doing, portraits of people.
Yes.
And it was amazing how much you could tell about somebody from their to-do list. So... somebody had worm pills for Dixie, so I knew they'd got pets.
Hopefully.
And eat porridge, so they must have good intentions. And practice the piano, so they were musical. So they were full of things that revealed so much about the writer.
We would love to know, please, if you have any old to-do lists, or how many of the items do you tick off a day? Are there any that never get done? You know, they always move to the bottom of the list and you've still never done it. What are the items? What are the duties? What are the things that you put off and you put off and you put off, but you still put them on your daily list? 020-722-42000. My producer, who has hers on her phone, and one of them was get change hat for a bigger size, which I loved. She says, get Shane to call the plumber. So there's still, she's obviously getting the husband to do various manly jobs that she just won't do.
Delegation.
Yeah, delegation to him. But does he write lists? No, he does. Ah,
because
that is rare, isn't it?
Yes.
But then he runs a business, so he's probably having to... I quite like the idea of people waking up in the middle of the night and still...
Jilly Cooper. She wrote me a letter saying she wakes up in the middle of the night and writes her list.
Does she write a list? And is it about her books, do you think? Is it things that she must include in her writing?
Well, it might be, but I bet it's more things like Call the Plumber and Worm Pills for Her Dog.
Yeah. Is there on your list a job that you never get done?
The dentist and the optician.
Really? That you just still...
They get moved and moved and moved until they say they're going to withhold my contact lenses.
020-722-42000. Now, where can people see this exhibition? And first, how do you mount it?
So the first room is called the Artifact Room, and we've got all these fascinating lists that influential women have given to us.
And on the original piece of paper or whatever?
Yes, so people come, they can touch them, have a look at them. And then upstairs we've got these crazy rotating washing lines, which are all in different colours of pink, which people can come and share their lists, peg them on there.
Oh, what a great idea.
Come with
so
your
you
friends.
Can add your own.
Exactly. And also washing used to be this communal activity. Women would do it together, share stories and have a bit of a gossip. So I like the idea it could be a communal thing, bringing your list. And then I've made a number of... very big giclée prints layering my own to-do list, so they're almost abstract, reflecting my state of mind at the time of making them.
This is so it's so clever, you know. It's these, I mean, I love, if I go into a supermarket and there is someone's shopping list in a basket, I am transfixed, aren't you?
Yes.
Just to see A, their handwriting, and B, how they've interpreted the goods that they're going to buy and what they're buying.
Yes.
It's a bonus if there's an old shopping list in a shopping basket.
Yeah.
Right. So this is all at number 1 Cathedral Street. So what is that then? Is that a gallery?
So it used to be where the Board of Borough Market met, and we looked all over London for a suitable venue. I always try and find somewhere that's got a link with work. So in the past, I've shown at the House of Commons, and I've shown in a brothel and in a refuge
for brothel?
Destitute women. It was in Soho, Archer Street.
All right.
And all these little cubicles.
Is it still there now?
I don't know if it's still there. It was a few years ago.
Yeah, I think they've sanitised it. I think that's gone.
That's a shame. Mm. So it's a home of entrepreneurship, Borough Market. It's been there for 1,000 years. And it's got a history of very strong women. And I thought it was just a fantastic link to the idea behind the show. And of course, lots of the chefs from Borough Market are women.
Of course.
And they've all given me their lists.
They must have great lists. Okay, well, this is a must-see. It's launched today. There's a private view that's going to be open. There's a private view today, but it will be open to the public on... Hang on, it is March the 9th, isn't it, today?
No, tomorrow. It's the
8th. March the 9th, tomorrow. So you've got a private view tonight.
Yes, because it's International Women's Day today.
Of course it is, and that's why we're marking it. And it runs until the 26th. Is it free to get in?
Yes.
Wow, so that's 1 Cathedral Street to the side of Borough Market, SE1. And we're asking, what on your list have you never managed to achieve? Or just tell us your lists. Even send them to us if you like. You can email joanne.good@bbc.co.uk. Alice Instone, thank you so much for coming in.
Total pleasure.
And
thank you.
Art yourself. You really are.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to take a photograph of you and it'll go up on iPlayer.